Missouri Net News is presented by Mango. The smell of rotten eggs is just one sign of a gas leak. If you smell gas, move fast and call your gas company.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that Missouri can execute an inmate who argued his rare medical condition will result in severe pain if he is given death-causing drugs. The justices split along ideological lines in ruling 5-4 against inmate Russell Bucklew, who was on death row for the 1996 murder of Michael Sanders. The Public Service Commission has approved a high-voltage wind energy transmission line to run through private property in northern Missouri, and some landowners and farmers want the legislature to stop that from happening. Missouri House members have heard both sides of the argument. A bill by Jim Hansen would try to stop the Grain Belt transmission project before any towers go up. Opposing the bill and in support of the Grain Belt project, Jeff Bergstrom, general manager of Marshall Municipal Utilities, serving about 13,000 people, says tapping into this power will save customers $700,000 a year.
A lot of those customers are in the ag industry that serve farmers in not just Saline County, but surrounding counties. Marshall's a small community. We struggle. We have poverty. An opportunity like this is very huge for Marshall and small communities like the other 38 that are in the pool to compete in today's world.
The Public Service Commission's ruling for the Grain Belt transmission will be appealed, according to opponents. And legislation that would allow Missouri officials to reject a daycare facility's license application if it's too close to sex offenders has the backing of a Sedalia nursing home with 17 registered sex offenders. Four Seasons Living Center lobbyist Jack Dalton testified a daycare facility wants to open right next to his facility.
Our response was, you've got to be kidding me. That's where you want to put children that you're charged with taking care of?
Dalton testified the proposed daycare would be right across the sidewalk from the Sedalia nursing home. The St. Louis Cardinals want a state law that would create a no-fly zone for drones near major sporting events. Elisa Nelson has more.
Mike Whittle with the St. Louis Cardinals says he wants the state to ban people from flying drones near Missouri sporting events with at least 30,000 spectators. The event settings would include places like Busch Stadium in St. Louis, Faro Field in Columbia, and Kauffman and Arrowhead stadiums in Kansas City. Whittle wants the requirement added to DeLoge State Representative Mike Henderson's bill that would create a no-fly zone for drones near the state's prisons and mental hospitals. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
And two people have been arrested after an armed carjacking in the St. Louis area yesterday. The two led police on a chase from the north part of the county into the city. The suspects, a 19-year-old and a 24-year-old, were captured. A firearm and suspected drug paraphernalia were recovered. More news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to the latest news on MissouriNet.